Both Bill and Rack mentioned today that a lot of emphasis has been placed on cutting down on the penalties, some of which are just penalties of frustration and over-aggression. I mean, obviously, you've seen all kinds over many years. Guys just trying a little bit too hard to make things happen?
I think that's what it is. I mean, when you click on the film, you just see the penalties that we make is just bonehead penalties. And then just guys just trying to make plays. And when you press so much to make plays, you kind of don't make them, you know, and you be out of position. So especially with this defense, you know, we need everybody in position. And so when you have two, three guys out of position, that can mean a lot for us. So we just concentrated on this. We just getting back to fundamentals and just trusting one another. I think once we get back to that, we done had three good days of practices. And our focus been there. So if we just can eliminate the bad football, and that's penalties, and, you know, you're going to get some type of penalties, but, you know, jumping outside, false starts, and grabbing a face mask or unnecessary roughness, like, you know, the stupid stuff.
You just also have to be able to read the officials. I mean, some crews are going to call.
It's going to call them tighter. So you just got to be aware. So, but I think, you know, we've done a great job this week of just coming back, focusing, and just getting back to work and getting back basic to basics, being fundamentally sound. And that's starting with playing good, good defense and just being able to play solid. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, like I said, we've had three good days. Very happy with where we're at right now in practice. So hopefully we can just have it translate to game day.
You probably like reading the team, you know, under difficult circumstances to respond like that. I mean, that's what you want to see, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all want to see it. I mean, and that's one thing, you know, and the one frustrating thing is we have a good football team, and we haven't played like that yet. So hopefully we can get it turned around, and I think guys got the right attitude, especially coming in this week. Being 1-4 is tough. It's very tough. So I think guys approach this week with an extra day, focus where it needs to be. So hopefully Sunday it'll show, and hopefully we can get this thing rolling.
Does it feel like you guys are close to turning that corner?
We're very close. It's just a couple of things that we need to clean up. And one of the things is penalties. If we just get rid of the penalties, this will be a different ball club. So we have a tough team. We play hard. We have all that. So just eliminating bad football. That's the number one key for us right now.
You mentioned, and others have mentioned, getting back to fundamentals, getting back to basics. How easy is that, or how tough is that? What's the degree of difficulty there?
I mean, it's easy. I mean, when you put your mind to it and then really make a point of emphasis of doing it, you know, And I think this week we did that. I mean, we talked about it, but until you actually go to practice and say, hey, this is where we're starting, kind of like we're starting over. This is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to practice. It happens that way. So I think it was a good thing for us. Like I said, when you press so much, bad things happen. And I think the past couple of weeks we was pressing so much because you have so many guys that made plays in their career and still in their prime. They want to make those plays. They want to be that one to change the game around. But when you're getting, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys trying to do that, now your team is out of whack. And I think we felt that's where we were heading. So it was good to get back to basics, the fundamentals, and come back down to earth a little bit. And I think we've done a great job this week. That's you know, a lot of credit goes to the coaching staff with that, and a lot of credit goes to the team, my teammates and everything, by just coming in and understanding what we need to do to get back on track. So hopefully it can start this week for us.